Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about who regulates affiliate marketing. Stay tuned. All right. I'm back to my studio here, my Empire Pro Studios. And guess what? You see how this is moving? I forgot my tripod in Ohio, so I'm going to have to order another one. I forgot this one at home. I have it now. I have a maybe better audio, but I don't have my tripod. So the picture of me shaking a little bit because of my commitment to you, I have to make it happen anyway. So I have this question that came in today, and I wanted to address it with regards to regulation of affiliate marketing by the government, by some kind of police. So here's the question. Hi, Ola. So I purchased a dating and relationship course online. As I went through the course, I started to realize there was nothing new and or special about what he was teaching. All right, good. So a lot of time you buy courses online, maybe it's not your expectation. It's not exactly what you expect in the course. I have a funny feeling about this kind of situation because, again, a lot of people, when they say it, it's not what they expected, it's because they're expecting some kind of overnight success, magical type of solution. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of the courses you're going to be purchasing online may not have anything new. It may just be a reminder. And you need to learn how to appreciate that, because sometimes a good reminder is still value. You need to learn how to appreciate that. But yeah, sometimes a course is just fluff, you know, and I can understand that. So he says, in fact, he spent the first 75% of the material telling irrelevant stories, so I wanted my money back. All right. So again, I've been online for a long time now, 8, 10, 12 years, you know, depending on what part of my business. And it's never a good feeling when somebody asks, I'm just being honest with you, it's never a good feeling when somebody asks for refunds back. I've seen people get very touchy and get very offended. Even though they're making a lot of money online, they get offended when somebody asks for their money back. I don't get offended anymore, okay? I learned how to factor that in as a percentage of every sales I make that I expect it to be refunds. People cancel. Sometimes people are fluffy and flaky and they sign up for stuff that they will never finish. That in itself is very annoying. But there's nothing you can do about that. I learned that as a business owner. So the fact that you want your money back, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's no wrong and right here. But if you are always walking around the internet looking for money back, signing up for stuff and then wanting money back is a bad habit. And this is the time that we should say karma is a bitch. It will come back one way or the other. And sometimes maybe in ways that you don't even remember. Okay. So maybe it wouldn't matter at that point if you don't remember. But just be aware of that, okay? She says, so I wanted my money back. I requested my money, and I received an email back that I was past the 14 days guarantee. There you have it. So you can't blame them if they put 14 days guarantee on it, because people will come back. I remember when I used to work at Macy's, people will come back with clothes that they bought like 180 days, 100 days, 6 months ahead of time, and they will return them, and they will actually accept them back. So one day, as I was, you know, again, one of my moments when I first started business, when I used to worry about people asking for refunds, I was like, Macy's used to do that, and Macy's is in business for a long time. They became a lot more successful because they allow this kind of things. Because the truth is that an average customer, if you're producing quality product, an average customer will not want the money back. Does that make sense? An average customer will not want the money back. So the few that want their money back, give them the money. Let them keep moving. And if you're one of them, I'll give you the money. You keep it moving. But the truth is that there are some companies, depending on who you're talking to, depending on the customer service that's handling your case at the point in time, they may say, no, we're not giving your money back, because you're not breaking the rules, because you had that 14 days to review the product and you did not ask for the money. So we're not giving the money back, and they have the right to do that. Now, for me, I probably wouldn't stress that much. If you're not happy with my product, and if If it's not what you expected, you're not gonna be happy. I don't want your money either, because that's that kind of money. I don't want it to mix up with my money, okay? Because that would mean me deliberately holding on to money that's not happy money. You know what I mean? And that's something I would want personally, okay? But again, it depends on people. People are coming from different backgrounds. It does not affect their conscience. They don't care. It doesn't matter. And I don't blame them, because you're past the 14 days period. So he says, when I accused them of false advertising and misrepresentation, they came back with the excuse that it was sold to me via affiliate marketing. So there's a lot of platforms out here, ClickBank, ClickShore, right? A lot of affiliate networks where people can just grab a link and promote any product that they find attractive, okay? There's a lot of platforms like that out there, and they advertise based on what they feel will sell the product more. That's the whole job of marketing. Marketing is they paint up the usefulness or the value for of the product for you, so you can they persuade you. You know, that's persuasion. You know, now there's a there sometimes there's fine line between persuasion and complete, just straight out, flat out misrepresentation. So that's possible as well. Okay. But again, the network or the person that sold you the product, sometimes they just want to push that responsibility away to somebody else. Again, that's already too much energy. I don't know how much you paid. You paid $97, $597, $497, $200, whatever you pay for this course. I don't know if that kind of money would be worth me investing so much energy and going back and forth with the customer. I personally would just give the money back, you know, especially if I'm making enough sale. If I'm not making enough sale, then it's a testament to the quality of my product or my marketing message, you know. And then I still need to go back to the table and fix. And bottom line is that your money is not the money that's gonna make me successful. So I'd rather give back. But again, some people don't care. Some people are from the school of thought that they protect every penny, and that's how they build their $1 million. And you can't blame them if that's where they're coming from too. I just have a more of a abundance mindset. So I need to be comfortable in my business zone, okay? And that's why sometimes I'll just give that kind of money, and I can't front. So sometimes I'll just be like, no, because you're breaking the rules and you have enough time to review the product, okay? So apparently someone advertised it for commissions. Yes, that's what you call affiliate commissions, affiliate marketing. You grab a link, a customized link, you promote somebody else's product, and you make a commission when the sales are made. The person that's still responsible for the quality of that product is still the seller. Okay, they have the way it works is that sometimes they will refund you your money. They're responsible for the refunds, the fulfillment of the product. Sometimes they will refund that money back to you, and they will pull it back. They will pull it back from the affiliate marketer. They will pull that commission back, or they will put a negative on. If they don't promote anymore, it'll just show negative. If they make any more money, it will be deducted automatically. Okay. So the idea of them sending you back to the affiliate marketing doesn't really make any sense, if you know what I mean. The person that created the product is responsible for the quality of the product. The misrepresentation, yes, the marketer, if there's in fact a misrepresentation or false advertising, the affiliate marketer is responsible for that. But again, that's indirectly. They can still refund your money and then get that money back from the affiliate marketer if they do make sales in the future. If they don't make any sales in the future, that's just the risk of running business, and they need to suck that in, not you, the consumer, on a grand scale of things, okay? Now, he says, my question is, isn't there some type of police to protect internet consumers online against this kind of predators online? Who regulates affiliate marketing? That's a good question, you know. So that's the ultimate question right there. Who regulates affiliate marketing? It's called the FTC. I think it's called the Federal Trade Commission. Let me make sure I'm telling you the right thing here. Let's see here. It's called the FTC, and they regulate. Let me just make sure. Okay. Now, the reason why I don't know this is because I don't run my business paying attention to FTC. And if you're a consumer online too, it's not necessarily your best interest to pay attention to police or anything like that, but you should know it, you know. But you should know that there's in fact a regulation body for this type of thing. They protect the online. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put a link here. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to put a link that takes you to a consumer statement from FTC that protects, it's called the Federal Trade Commission. They protect consumers generally online as well. They have a page, I'm going to put the page, and they protect. But when they say protect, that's if something significant happened, usually. Because again, you have to realize this, it has to be worth their time, it has to be worth the resources that's going to be invested before they can run around trying to protect you from losing $30 from a course that you said you wanted, okay? And now you're claiming misrepresentation. This information is the information is not adequate enough. It's kind of like you going to the bookstore, you bought a book, and then you're coming back and you say, hey, the misrepresentation. FTC is not going to spend the time. However, if there's enough complaint against a business, if there's enough, the keyword is enough, complaint against the business, they will be obligated to answer to it, okay? Because there's just that much complaint and the lawsuit can fly through the roof. Again, that will be worth their time, okay? So I'm going to put a link below on what exactly FTC protects. As a matter of fact, I can review a few of them here right now. But typically, what they will put on that page is advices on how to protect yourself because they want you to be responsible as well. And you should be responsible when you buy courses online and you buy anything online. You need part of your responsibility is to know that it may not live up to what it says, okay? Or there may be limited information. After all, it's information and it's in that, you know, how adequate it is, it's in the eyes of the beholder. Sometimes you say it's enough, sometimes some other people say yes. And if you go look around, you see, you may even see testimonials from other people saying this book helped them. I've seen books that I really feel like helped me, and then I'm looking at other reviews and I feel like they're crazy, right? So that's typically what you can expect. So you can see on this page some of the disclosure that's expected of a producer of a content or a product, but what's expected of you as a consumer as well. But even some of the credit cards you're using to purchase online are protected by consumer laws. And if somebody refuses to give you money back, there are ways you can get your money back, and the bank goes after the merchant or the producer of the product. So there's more than enough ways that you're protected. But the key thing to protecting yourself is to first of all have the right mindset when you're purchasing a course. A course is just a course, okay? All the information that you need to solve your problem may not be in there, it may lead to another thing. The first course that I purchased that led me to building my business to where I am right now, it was $3,000. I purchased it back in early 2005, somewhere around late 2004, early 2005. And that course, there was only one tip that I got out of it. It was $3,000. The only one tip was to join a local real estate association. That was the one tip. That was the one good tip out of that whole thing. Everything else was fluff and nonsense and bullshit and, you know, just stuff that wasn't useful. But I'm appreciative today because that $3,000 has paid back multiple times, thousands of times over since then, okay? So I just want you to pay attention to that your responsibility to police is yourself. And typically, people are good people. I've never been scammed online, and I've purchased a lot of courses. And most people are not scammed. Most people are just too lazy, or they're just complaining, or they're expecting too much off of a $30 course, okay? So you just want to be mindful of that. And that's my insight in terms of regulation of affiliate marketing and things like that. The system has a way of policing itself. I can tell you that much, okay? So that's what I have for you today on this episode. And speaking of courses, if you want access to information on how you can make money online, or how you make $5,000 every 30 days online or more, with people that are already doing that to make $30,000, $28,000, $21,000. And also, if you want to learn how to generate free traffic, free leads, and have a few things inside, okay? The link on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind, is what you want to go through. It's a special webinar where I show you how to do these things, and I'll show you some results as well. And so make sure you access that. And please share this, subscribe, share your thoughts, your comments below, and like this. Give me a thumbs up. I would really appreciate that. That's for what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.